Good morning. My name is Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to this morning's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Ms. Joanna Mosidis, Esquire, who is Assistant Director of Advocacy for Training and Pro Bono for the Legal Aid Bureau of Baltimore. And Joanna is here this morning to talk to us about legal assistance for the poor, consumer rights, tenants' rights, and opportunities for lawyers to help in the services. So, Joanna, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you so much for coming this Saturday morning. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you please tell us a little bit about the Legal Aid Bureau?
Sure. Legal Aid is a non-governmental, not-for-profit law firm, and we provide free civil legal services to low-income Marylanders throughout the state. It's an exciting time in 2011. This is actually Legal Aid's 100th year of existence. Huh. And so while we started in one location in 1911, we've grown. We now have 13 offices statewide.
What is your background and your position?
Absolutely. My joy and my career path has been in ensuring that Marylanders or fighting to ensure that Marylanders have access to basic human needs. So I've spent all my time in that work. I started at the Homeless Persons Representation Project almost 10 years ago, providing direct legal services. I moved on to teach at the University of Baltimore School of Law in their civil clinic. And then I moved on to the Legal Aid Bureau about 3 years ago.
Well, so you've been around all sides of things.
Yeah, basically things. Rotating around, but had a really neat mix of doing both direct representation, policy work, and now in my current position, my role is to facilitate, create training for the legal staff statewide at the Legal Aid Bureau, as well as coordinate our pro bono. And pro bono is the word that lawyers use to describe private attorneys who volunteer their time.
Let's talk about that. It is a reality that I think always there is never enough funding and resources for proper legal representation of folks that can't afford it. But it seems to be getting worse and worse, and with the prospect of getting even worse. So the pro bono, the volunteer lawyer, becomes even more important. And John Grisham has talked a little bit about it in some of his novels, but the reality is that this is a time when folks need to step forward.
Absolutely. And what I like to look at pro bono at is very broadly. So we know that for some lawyers, pro bono is going to be that direct case, one lawyer to one case. Mm-hmm. And we encourage that, and there's value in that. But we have to get creative. These are tough times, and we want to be sure that we're using everyone's skills in the most efficient and effective way. And so for some attorneys, volunteering their time providing training for our attorneys is incredibly valuable. For other attorneys, they might be providing legal assistance to the legal services organization itself. So, for example, we have volunteer attorneys who help us with employment law related issues. All of those things are ways to both get volunteer attorneys involved and also to spread the word about the work that we do, the circumstances that our clients face, and really their incredible resilience and strength in overcoming a lot of those obstacles.
Yeah, well said. How can someone who is interested in volunteering get in touch?
Absolutely. I look at myself as the port of entry, and so you're welcome, anyone who's interested in volunteering. We do have on our website, which is www.mdlab.org. If you go to that website for the Legal Aid Bureau, you will find links to click on to volunteer. You're also welcome to call me directly at 443 451 2810. And I encourage you to have me make good on my promise, which is a one-to-one promise. If you contact me and you want to volunteer, I will find a way to link you into an activity either with the Legal Aid Bureau or, if it's more appropriate, with one of our other legal services partners.
Great, great. And that can, and that kind of volunteering can be, as you said, anything from training to research to courtroom work to name it.
Absolutely. And if you really want to be creative and you're interested in reading to kids, we have a summer reading program.
Great.
So we can absolutely find a way to make use of your talents and your passions.
Summer reading program.
We do. Our child advocacy unit in the Baltimore City program runs a summer reading program, and they typically have not only some of the children who they're advocating for, but sometimes they partner with local Head Starts or other programs.
Great.
And so we bring the kids in and they're read to. There's programming with special presenters and art projects, and it's a great way to involve the community.
Wonderful, wonderful. That might be something some of our listeners would like to get their kids into. Are you, do you have slots available?
I'm not sure. That's actually not under my under my jurisdiction, but they can give me a call and I'll find out the answer.
Great, great. So that's 443-451-2810. Or the website again is www.mdlab.org.
Correct.
.org. Let's talk about services available at Legal Aid. I know that from the calls that I get, I know that there's more demand for services than ever. What services are available? Who's eligible for them?
Sure. Let me start where I hate to start, which is with limitations. And so we mostly provide free legal services to individuals who are under 125% of poverty. That's due really to funding limitations from our funders. And we also cannot provide representation in any type of criminal case. We cannot provide representation in personal injury cases, and we cannot provide representation in traffic court cases. After we've kind of overcome those limitations, what you'll find on intake is that the process starts with intake, where we ask you to share information about yourself, the issue you have, your household composition, and then the services that we can provide from that point, if you're eligible, include advice, information and referral linking you to other services in the community, or representation that might include negotiation, litigation. I should mention kind of the areas, because sometimes folks don't know what's encompassed under that civil category. So the types of cases in general, we're talking about consumer cases. Those might be credit card collection cases, medical debt, foreclosure, utilities. Housing, so helping families keep their subsidized housing, helping individuals preserve affordable housing, family law, helping abused people attain custody, divorce, ensuring that a custodial parent doesn't lose custody, public benefits, unemployment insurance, food stamps, elder law issues, so thinking about nursing home discharges, child advocacy. We're actually contracted, we actually contract with the state to provide representation to children in foster care.
That's a lot of things.
Yes.
That's
and one more, employment cases. So thinking about wage cases, discrimination. We do have an incredibly broad area of practice.
It certainly sounds like it. It certainly sounds like it. 125% of poverty. What would that be for the city and county?
Awfully low. I'm going to approximate it. 2011, I believe it's about $23,000 for a family of three.
Wow.
So you're looking at a lot of folks that fall slightly over that.
Yeah.
But again, we could potentially serve them if we had the resource, funding resources, and we don't. So we know there are a lot of people who are denied access to justice.
Yeah. And where can those folks go?
Well, they can call us because we are still a good portal, a way, an entry point where our advocates do an incredible job trying to link folks with appropriate services with somebody.
Yeah.
They can go to some self-help resources. For example, the State Law Library runs a website, which you can, if you do web searches, it's called People's Law Library. So if you Google People's Law Library, Maryland.
That's a good one, too.
That's a great one. And it's very easy to navigate the categories. So it's a good portal for learning some more. There are also lawyer referral services with the local bar associations. So, for example, in... should have the Baltimore County number. Baltimore City Bar Association has a lawyer referral project, for example. That number is 410-539-3112.
And so somebody can call there and get referrals and get contacted with somebody. Somewhere. Let's talk about, we've got about 3 minutes left, and we started off the show talking about the fact that the status of legal assistance for Marylanders that don't have a lot of money is bad, and it's getting worse. Despite the great efforts of Legal Aid and the Homeless Representation Project and countless others, Public Justice Center, et cetera, it's getting worse. And I know that there's an awful lot of folks out there that are listening today that wonder, what can they do to help?
And that's a critical question. Around the country, legal services programs are facing cuts. Some are closing entire offices or eliminating entire categories of cases that they're taking. We have been really lucky so far in Maryland that hasn't happened. But quite frankly, it could. So we receive funding from federal government, state governments, local governments, and private foundations. And each of those funders is decreasing our grants, our money coming in.
Yeah.
And so we will get to the point where we may have to make some hard choices. I think that the big thing is to talk to folks. If you have been a beneficiary of any type of legal service in Maryland, any time in the past, speak up about that and the importance it had in your life. I was lucky to talk to a woman the other day who remembered the time in 1965 when she walked into our office, and she could describe the room because the services were so powerful. And and she said, it saved my family at the time. And her son went on to become very successful and a very prominent person in Baltimore City. How amazing is that? And that's really the value of legal services. But we need folks to speak out about that. And we know that Marylanders have supported us for 100 years. We know that Marylanders believe in access to justice and in people having a fair process. And so where you see these debates on a national or local level, it's important to make your voice heard.
Yeah. Amen. 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 And now's the time. Now's the time to call up the representative or email the senator or the delegate and let them know about what you think about these things. Because I tell folks, unless you exercise your rights, you don't have rights.
Absolutely.
And the same thing happens with when there is a budget battle and when folks are talking about basic services. Someone was on the show a few weeks ago and mentioned the fact that it was critically important for legal assistance to get to folks because, aside from everything else, it's cost effective because it's a lot more effective, for example, to have someone avoid foreclosure than it is to let them go into bankruptcy. Because if they can avoid foreclosure and keep their household together financially, then they won't land up having to get into a public assistance model. Anyway, something to think about and to act on. Joanna, we're about out of time. Could you please give us that contact information one more time for Legal Aid?
Absolutely. So for my direct number, it's 443-451-2810. I want to note that our telephone helpline is 410-951-7750. And if I could really quickly note that we have a pro bono day coming on May 14th from 10 to 2 at our Baltimore City offices, where you can receive free legal assistance from volunteer attorneys, brief consultations. There are no limits on that day to income or to who we serve. So that's a great time to come out.
Amen. Amen. And they can go on www.mdlab.org to find out more.
Correct.
Great. Thank you so much. For Living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, Ms. Joanna Mosides Esquire, who's Assistant Director of Advocacy for Training and Pro Bono for the Legal Aid Bureau of Baltimore. Keep up your good work for all of us, Joanna.
Thank you, Bill.
And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.